This is the BBC.
Stop! Stop! My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting in both corners. The Goons! Mr. Greenslade.
Yes, Master.
Tell the masses, Mr. Greenslade, what we have in store.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment, return to the air for a long series of one.
Ooh.
They commence with a mystery play, packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of...
The Whistling Spy Enigma.
The crimes you are about to hear have all been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with the aid of smoke, glass, ear, trumpet, and reconditioned head is Captain Harry Seagoon.
When it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something strapped to its leg. It was a postman.
A letter for you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope with a message that said...
I bought at once to MFI.
The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly strapping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You silly, twisted boy, you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you. So this is the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Griffpipe Thinned. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnettes, and a pair of identical plimsolls.
Now, Captain Seagoon.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed, eh? Seagoon, you're to make your way to Hungary via Budapest.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks.
Oh, yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does this mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Yin tong it lipo.
Very well, if that's the way you feel about it. I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
During the last 18 months, you may have noticed that throughout the civilized world and America, British prestige has fallen very low. Yes?
Yes.
And do you know why?
Yes. I don't know why.
I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
One thing killed Britain, and that was our defeat by the Hungarian football team.
Yes.
I fear those Magyars did for us, lad. Before they play us again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it, Will.
I suppose you did. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
Thank you. How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. Mm-hmm. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope. Heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody. What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice? I was whistling it in English.
I know, but there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
In any case, I can't whistle.
Curses. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpule.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing to the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have just recorded from my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and is called I Shine For You Alone by Boat Black. Sir, could I have a minute?
Seagoon, I've got it.
Do you have a bit of hold of the Ramazan?
Odium.
Yo?
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, wishing espionage agent.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled, mysterious, secret whistling?
Exactly. Seagoon, this is him. The man who can remember a tune no matter how complicated.
How do you know? I'm fine, fine. Yep, I'm fine, fine. Yep, and you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep, yep, you're all fine. Yep. How's your old dad?
My old dad?
Yep. How's your old dad?
Oh, my old dad's very well, to be sure.
Good. Good, 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 good.
Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. I heard that. Let me tell you that it ain't looks that count. It's what you got up here that matters.
And what have you got up there?
Nothing. How's your old dad?
I don't see what my old dad's health has to do with you,
well,
I'm sure.
Your old dad.
Well, my old dad is...
What about your old dad?
Fit as yours, I'm sure. You can't...
Max Galbraith, pull up a chair. Gentlemen, please. I've just been on the phonograph to HQ. You are to collect a new, highly skilled, mysterious whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled, mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows him well.
How far is it?
Oh, 63 miles.
Let's go.
This is the house. I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know. That's him. He got it.
Who is it?
How many 31 do we break it down so I haven't had me around living breed?
However did you get a name like that?
I have influence.
Open up, Mr. Crun. It's me, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Crun.
Oh, Mr. Crun, it's me, Eccles.
Oh, Mr. Eccles.
Yeah.
Well.
You idiot. Mr. Crun, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key's locked.
Curse, the door's locked.
Try the window. That's open.
Right. Oh, curse, the window's locked as well.
It's open.
It's locked. Come out and see for yourself.
I will. Now, let me try it. You're right. You know the window is locked. What a state of affairs. The window and the door.
Oh, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo.
Okay.
That was a good idea.
Mr. Crun, the window's locked from the inside as well.
Here's a fine how'd you do.
Where?
Oh. Are you sure you can't find the key to the door?
My dear military gentleman, come inside and look for yourself.
Right. Lead on.
Now, it used to hang on the nail behind this door.
Well, it's certainly not there. Looks as if we're locked out.
Who's there?
It's me, Eccles. I got the window open. If you come out, you can crawl in through it.
We can't come out. The door's locked and we've lost the key.
Oh, can I come in and help look for it?
Of course, come in.
Thank you.
Now, let me see. Yeah. Oh, Eureka! Semper Fidelis! I found it. It was in my pocket all the time.
Good show!
Now, I'll just unlock the door and let them in. Ah, good heavens. All that trouble for nothing.
Why?
There's nobody out here.
Must have got impatient and run away.
Well, never mind about them. What about you? You've come for the new, highly skilled, mysterious whistling tune, haven't you?
Exactly. You must teach it to Echo.
Good. Now, Echo, have you ever heard this tune before?
No.
What do you mean, no? I haven't sung it yet.
Oh, well, that's why I haven't heard it.
Well, listen.
Yep.
Got that, Eccles?
How'd that go again?
Did you see where they went?
What?
My key. Answer that phone.
Hello, yes, right. Crun, we've got to fly to Hungary at once.
Oh, but I haven't taught Eccles the tune.
You'll have to come with us.
Oh, and yes, Minnie? Minnie?
What is it, Henry?
I'm going to Hungary, Minnie.
I did your dinner in the oven, Henry.
Minnie?
To horse! Get up!
Captain Deagle!
What?
Tell me, is it very far to Hungary?
Yes!
Then why do we keep galloping round and round this room?
I'm waiting for someone to open the door. Any time!
Yes.
Open the door!
What's going on?
A, B, C. It's as easy as can be, and I'll listen. Down around the corner in the little school, the children learn the lessons and the golden rule. 'Cause they got a teacher up from Basin Street, and she teaches boogie with the boogie beat, teaching the ABC with rhythm and ease. Early every morning is the same old thing. All the kids are waiting for the bell to ring. When they hear it ringing, they all jump in line, walking to the schoolroom feeling mighty fine. They say the ABCs with rhythm and ease. Yes, rhythm and writing and arithmetic, talking to the tune of a hickory stick. Education is not complete if you boogie woogie woogie beat worry. Down around the morning when it's time to go, the children get the books and they stand right at the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done a bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say the ABCs with rhythm and ease. Yes! Dickie, take your football boots off the piano. Now take your boxing gloves off. That's better. That's nice. A, A, B, B, C, C, D, D, E, E, F, F, G, G, H, 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 H. Reading and writing and arithmetic, talking to the tune of a hickory stick. No education is ever complete without a boogie woogie woogie beats. Willow reads in the morning when it's time to go. The children get the books and stand beside the door. Teacher is so happy 'cause she's done a bit to educate the kids and make them really fit to say their ABC. It's the ABC. It's the ABC boogie.
Whistling Spy Enigma Part 2. Seagrun and party are on their way to Hungary to contact the British secret agent there by whistling them a highly skilled, mysterious tune. Once there, they are to sabotage the Hungarian football team. Seagrun's first contact was to be the British ambassador.
Oh, thud me phonetics and fetch me thuns. Another time filling in phrases.
Thank you, Dennis, but not
the same. Who are you, sir? Very interesting, but who the blazes are you?
My card.
It's blank.
I know, I'm keeping my identity a secret.
Ah.
But I'll tell you my name.
Glad to hear it, Captain Seagrun. Pull up a chair.
Thank you. Major, I've been shadowed here by the Hungarian, highly skilled, mysterious, secret, anti-whistling police.
Horace!
Yes, I'd like to stay the week here, if possible. What do you say?
12 and 6 a day, food extra.
You're charging me, an Englishman, to stay at the British Embassy?
It's the holiday season. They charge twice as much at Blackpool.
I'm not on holiday. I'm here on a dangerous mission.
You mean you might get killed?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's different. Well, under the circumstances, I must ask for the rent in advance.
Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Come now, with a face like that, you must have been.
I think, George, you drive me harder. I'll lock your door. I'll... Can you hear those highly skilled, mysterious footsteps coming up the highly skilled, mysterious stairs?
No.
Neither can I.
Well, we'd better start hearing them soon, or it'll be too late.
You're absolutely right. It must be a highly skilled, mysterious enemy.
Of course. The moment he enters a room, strike him down with something.
Right. Hand me that 600-foot factory chimney in the corner.
No, no, not that. It's my last one. Don't touch.
The highly skilled whistling tune. It must be the noble Eccles.
Hurrah!
Captain Seagrun,
Hands up!
Oh!
Who are you?
Mother Brown.
Knees up!
Great me gruntles! It's William de Babricon, Moriarty Nay Smith, head of that dreaded, highly skilled, mysterious anti-whistling Hungarian counter-espionage agent.
Well said.
Thank you.
Now, what is the highly skilled, mysterious whistling tune? I must know.
I won't tell.
I warn you. I will count up to a highly skilled 40,000, and then I'll shoot.
40,000?
Yes, I've got to go home with my gun.
When I saw that he was a dwarf, I was all for attacking him right away, but Bloodnock stopped me.
No, wait till he gets older.
Finally, on his 93rd birthday, we sprang. Right, let's go!
Ladies and gentlemen, while Major Bloodnock and Captain Seagull are so valiantly fighting for their country, I would like to sing that beautiful song. I shine for you alone. Can I have my music? I shine for you alone. And my own.
We battled with Moriarty. In the darkness, we grappled for 3 hours. Quick! Stop! Hello?
Seagull?
Yes?
Moriarty, I just thought I'd tell you I've been home for the last 2 hours.
What? Then who is this we've been battering on the bombs?
I've been wondering where you're going to wash that.
Eccles, my poor Eccles.
How did you recognize me?
Who else wears a reconditioned head?
I've been looking everywhere for you. For the last 10 days, I've been up the main street whistling the secret tunes.
Any contacts?
Yeah. Two old ladies took me home.
Time's running out. I wonder who the secret, highly skilled, mysterious British agent is. Try whistling it once more.
Okay.
Shh. What luck. Here's someone answering the call.
Yeah?
You the one who's been doing all the whistling?
Yeah?
Turn it up, we're trying to get some kip upstairs.
Cass! Where the devil can the highly skilled, mysterious British agent be? Where can the mysterious British agent be? Where can the mysterious, deaf British agent...
I heard you call me my highly skilled, mysterious captain. Sorry I did not hear you first time, but my damn dear super cut-out cardboard radio receiver failed at a crucial moment. Moves upstage, strikes heroic pose, but unstrikes it when trousers fall down. Your turn.
Tell me, who are you, you dirty-nosed goon?
Well, I'm Eccles. I told you that.
Not you! You!
I am Secret Agent Bluebottle. Strikes mystery pose in army surplus nightshirt covered in egg stains. See? I will now show my Nordic features. Whips off false beard, false ear holes, and deadly big cardboard nose. Hello.
But you look exactly the same without them.
Oh, no, I was disguised as myself. I had made a little jocule. Pauses for audience applause. Not a sausage.
Tell me, little stringy, chinless agent, what are the secret orders?
You are to follow me to the football stadium. There we are to insert the dreaded dynamite in the football boots of every Hungarian player. And when they kick the ball...
So that's the plan. Right, lead on.
Give me some men who will stop hearted men who will fight.
In here, lads. This is our changing room. Now, those must be their boots. Now, insert the dynamite in the toe caps.
Right here, Eccles. Hold these 3 red sticks of dynamite.
Oh, wait a minute. One of them is a stick of Blackpool Rock.
Oh, are you sure, Eccles?
Of course I'm sure. Yes. Just a minute. Of course, I could be wrong.
Look at our Eccles. He has blowed all his tissy pegs out of his mouth. What the fuck? Andy. You rotten swan, you! You rotten swan, you! While I was laughing, you dropped a stick of dynamite in my trousers. Oh, I'm exposed, eh? Exposed to the elements. Aye. Moves left, places scout hat over shattered area, continues with a plan.
Are you both all right?
Yep.
Curse. Well, never mind. I fixed their boots. Now, back to the embassy. Ah, Bloodnock. Switch on the radio, quick.
Right, the match is just starting.
Oh, goody, goody.
And the teams are just coming onto the field now. Hungary versus England.
This is the end of the Hungarians, lad.
The match was nearly called off because the British team forgot to bring their football boots. But the Hungarians sportingly gave them theirs.
No! No! Stop the match!
Stop the match!
No!
Stop it! Stop the tune. Okay, is that the end of the game?
Yes, you little shattered unit.
Oh, that was a rotten game. Oh. I don't like playing that game.
Oh,
come
on,
with me. No, no, no. No. I'll get you a playtime for that. No.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Railington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.